when you have wronged one another. You see, when you commit a sin against Allah, Allah is Ghafoor, Rahim, most forgiving, most merciful. He will forgive you. The minute you say, oh Allah, forgive me, He says, don't worry, you're forgiven. Because He is the most merciful, the most compassionate, the most kind, etc., the most forgiving, whatever. So many good qualities. All His qualities are good. But when you've wronged a fellow human being, you swore at someone, or you cheated them, you deceived them, you were backbiting about them, you slandered them, be careful. That person might not be forgiving. They may never forgive you. You might have to have a case on the day of judgment against you. That would be disastrous. So therefore, lead your life in a beautiful way. Don't harm creatures. Speak with respect. Do you know, the Prophet ﷺ once said, أَمْلِكْ لِسَانَكْ to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. He said, watch your tongue. Watch how you speak to anyone and everyone. Mu'adh ibn Jabal looks at him and says, أَوَا إِنَّا مُؤَخَذُونَ بِمَا نَقُولُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوَا إِنَّا مُؤَخَذُونَ بِمَا نَقُولُ. Are we going to be held accountable for what we utter when we haven't done something? The Prophet ﷺ says, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذِ. What are you talking about, O Mu'adh? وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Is there any other reason that people will be cast on their faces into hellfire besides the way they use their tongues? That's quite a deep hadith. It means you will enter Jannah because of the use of your tongue, and you will enter hellfire because of the use of your tongue. If it's good, it's the right, and if it's bad, it's the evil, the left. So be careful. If the Prophet ﷺ gave advice for the good use of the tongue in this way, then surely we should remind each other every day, my brother, just speak nicely, just speak with respect, just be kind, no matter who it is, especially those below you, because those above you, you'll always greet them, you'll always smile at them. Those below you, those who you have greater authority over, do not belittle others. My brothers and sisters, that would be one of the best ways to prepare for a sudden death. You might just go.